With his 2014 re-election bid around the corner, Governor Rick Scott has been touring the state touting his accomplishments. But there's one thing missing, a running mate by his side. His former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll resigned in March after she was linked to a veterans charity investigated for being an alleged gambling ring. Now that Scott says he's begun the official search for his partner on next year's ballot, University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus says political insiders may again be pondering the best way to craft a diverse ticket.
Some of them choose a running mate who is going to complement them with skills that they may not necessarily have, which, of course, Lieutenant Governor Carroll was selected because she had legislative experience and she put diversity on the ticket.
There is speculation that Scott may be vetting Miami GOP State Senator Anna Terry Flores, a Hispanic woman. Some even think Scott might reach across the aisle to Orange County School Superintendent Barbara Jenkins, an African-American Democrat. There's also former U.S. Senator George Lemieux and Panama City Republican Representative Jimmy Patronis, who recently stepped out of the race for current Senate President Don Gates' seat. Still, Scott is keeping tight-lipped about who's on his short list, but he says he's keeping an open mind.
The way we're going to go through this is let's look at the qualifications and let's find the best person. And that's what my plan is to do it. We're going to be doing that. Look, I came in from outside politics. I'd never run for office before. And I think it's good to bring people in. It's good to bring people with different backgrounds.
Scott has not given a timetable for when he will make his choice, and that's left his opponents charging he's dragging his feet.
It's been 120 days since the resignation of Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, and Rick Scott says now he's beginning the search for a replacement for Florida's second-ranking constitutional officer. That's outrageous.
That's the Florida Democratic Party spokesman Joshua Karp, who says it's unfair to Floridians for the governor to take so long. Meanwhile, the Democrats may also be taking a long time in identifying a gubernatorial frontrunner. So far, the only well-known Democrat to throw her hat in the ring is former Senate Democratic Caucus leader Nan Rich. Other names thrown out as potential candidates are former Florida Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, who ran against Scott in 2010, and former Governor Charlie Crist, a Republican-turned-Democrat. Neither has made any official announcements. USF political scientist Susan McManus says both parties are taking their time to decide because a number of factors must be weighed, including race and gender.
It's going to be very difficult in the future for just an all-white male ticket to be successful in a statewide race in Florida. And both parties are very aware of that.
And McManus adds waiting for either side to choose their candidates could lead to a standoff.
You know, the person that makes the decision first is at somewhat a disadvantage because the other side can counter and offset or maybe pick someone who can one-up even the governor's choice of a running mate on a particular issue or skill.
But the deadline is still far away. Governor Scott has until early September of next year to officially name his running mate. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.